1 Thessalonians, Cascading Hope. The beauty of the gospel is that it cascades with viral effect, particularly when the message lives through the lives of the teachers. Paul's message and model to the Thessalonians does not stop there. It spreads to the believers in Macedonia, Achaia, and other places despite severe opposition. What makes the message so powerful and impactful? Firstly, Paul's true example, chapter 1, verses 2 to 7. Paul's example demonstrates and results in thankful prayers on his part and in work of faith, labor of love, and steadfastness of hope on the part of the recipients of the messages. Paul's teaching in chapter 2, verse 3 to 6 is a benchmark for us to validate ourselves and others as true representatives of Christ, approved by God and entrusted with the gospel. To continue in the face of opposition, to have pure motives, to show no trickery or flattery, no mask to cover up greed, to work day and night, to not look for praise and not assert authority. The power of his message is due to the tender relationships that he maintains. Chapter 2, verse 8 to 3, verse 13. Rather than asserting apostolic authority, Paul establishes a relationship. Like a nursing mother, gentle, caring. Like a father, exhorting, encouraging, challenging. Like orphans, intense, longing, making every effort again and again. Like a brother, strengthening, thanking, and blessing. It is relationships that win others over. The power of his message is due to transforming hope in chapter 4. The Christian hope is an assurance that changes our perceptions and actions. Paul sharpens our long-term vision by describing the life of hope, chapter 4, a pure, disciplined, and holy life. He describes the love from hope, verses 9 and 10 of chapter 4, the unselfish love which keeps growing. He describes the limitless future in hope, chapter 4, verses 14 to 17, that Christ will come again, and those who choose to live as his children will rise first to meet him in the air and live forever with him. Paul concludes with tips on day-to-day living in chapter 5. He encourages us to have alertness, always sober, protected by faith, love, and hope. To have an attitude to people which is respectful, at peace with everyone, patient, spurring the lazy to action, boosting the tired and discouraged. To have an attitude to self which gives thanks in all circumstances, which rejoices always, prays without ceasing, tests everything, and holds fast to good. To avoid falling asleep, returning evil for evil, quenching the Holy Spirit, or despising words of genuine prophets. Are we impactful through our lives and lips? Are relationships characterized by deep and tender love? Do we live the present in line with our future hope?